What are you basing this off of?
I don't know.
Don't never.
How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hi, welcome to Gay to the Point. And my name is Clarence.
And my name is Antonio.
We're just two gay guys talking about everything.
Or anyone.
And anything. Sorry, I didn't say that. In a not so straight fashion.
Fashion or fash off? But yeah, so like, what have you done? What's the one thing that you've done today that is like... a one thing. It's this one thing.
It's got me tripping.
It's this one thing.
It's got me tripping. I don't know. I tripped a lot today. No, I have a projector. I bought another projector.
Don't you have like three already?
Yeah. I just wanted like four. Oh. Just because four is like, it means death in Chinese.
Oh,
I know, I'm all about death.
Yeah, four isn't like a lucky number, even though it's like my favorite number.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with like the sound of it is like similar to the word death. And I'm just like, why don't just come up with a different word?
What's the word for death?
I don't know. Four. So what did you do today?
So I finally got to go into Adresso, which is actually... one of my favorite stores in Vancouver. Shout out to Dresso. Thank you all you old ladies working there.
Sponsor us. Androgyny and beyond.
Androgyny and beyond.
Androgyny and beyond.
Yawn.
Be.
So this next segment is entitled Androgyny and Beyond, if you didn't get that earlier.
What was it?
Androgyny and beyond.
Yawn.
Like Beth, Bath, and Beyond?
What would androgyny and beyond sell? Same things as Bed Bath and Beyond.
Probably.
Gender neutral.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be gender neutral.
Bathrobes, gender neutral. Sheets.
Bath rugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And beyond.
Okay. Androgynous androids.
I remember writing this too.
So are you talking about like AIs?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I feel like I am.
I so didn't you know don't that know what you were talking with. About.
No, but I feel like I kind of do. With this like this vague idea about what it is. But like, have you noticed that like with robots and the like AIs. AI or even just like anything like computer, they need to talk to you or whatever? Like, I feel like gender is so important to people that they can't, like, you think of an android or, like, any, like, digital thing that you interact with as either a girl or a guy. Alexa's a girl. Siri's a girl.
I never actually even found any AI that's a guy.
Bonsai Buddy?
I don't know what that is.
Bonsai Buddy?
If you whisper it one more time, I'll maybe understand.
Bonsai Buddy?
Wasn't he that like little purple monkey that you could get in Windows and you could get him to speak?
I don't know that.
I don't know. But you know, though, actually, though, what I this is where I would guess, though. Like, actually, I feel like you're right. A lot of those like AI robot stuff.
I want to go into this topic first. Okay, I'm going to go into it first. Yeah, there is actually a reason why most of the AIs are female. It's because... there is that fear for most people of like that term where something climaction or whatever, where it's this fear of like when AIs actually get so evolved that they make their human interactions and take over, I guess, human race. I forgot, there's a specific term for it, but it's actually a real thing. People are like
worried.
They have a worry of it, and there's a fear, and it's like it's almost like since technology is advancing so fast and over the course of history, it's like they are fearing that there's going to be that point when the AIs that we've created are also gonna, I guess, take over or like get autonomous, pretty much.
Okay.
And then the fear is, and the reason why also most of these functioning AIs right now that people are creating is female, is because they still believe in that gender thing of noting that like females are still inferior. So the hope is, this is what I've read and stuff in an article, like the hope is that when that climaction whatever word happens, like that the fact that it's still those AIs are autonomous, but the fact that they are female autonomous, that we hope as humanity can like still be superior to them.
I was gonna say something completely different, but also it just reminded me of like my brother. He was like talking about like
in the future there'll be cars that can drive you where it wants to go.
Oh wait, what is that, a real like advertisement?
No, he was just joking about it.
In terms of, just I want to say, it's like I don't think women are inferior or the gender of female is inferior.
Do you really feel like that?
No, I think so. I feel like if the AIs are becoming like our overlords, I would prefer it to be female.
That is true. I also feel like it is kind of funny though, because like, you know, all those like movies about like powerful women or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like exactly how it happens. It's just like they get abused and they get like used, and then like obviously they're like that's when they rise up against you and you didn't even notice it.
Right.
So that's like women power. Mm. So that's like where you get scared of these like female androids. But I was gonna say, I wonder if it's like they assign that like androids, like they need to assign a gender, and also like all those ones. But I think it's just like overall funny though that like even when it comes to something that actually really doesn't have a gender, like an android, for some reason people need to assign a gender to it.
Right.
Like it's just for some reason that important to society that something does have a gender.
Well, I just feel like the reasons why they would do that is like to associate the androids or the AIs to become as actual,
more relatable
than as objects. And I guess the main thing for humans to do is to put a gender on it, so that it's like, oh cool, like now, because an object in itself, like a chair, doesn't have a gender, but if I start calling it a she or a he, then it's like more relatable.
But that's the funny thing though, is like, you know, like a lot of like Latin languages, like they still hold on to that idea that actually everything has a gender, like you know what I mean, in their language, like a chair, sia, is like a la, like
you sia. You mean like the singer?
Yeah. She's a girl. That's what they call her in Spanish. La silla.
The chair.
But wait, yeah.
Like, a song for her. There's one.
I'm gonna swing from the chandelier.
See, I knew it had to do with swinging, but I was gonna think like the first song was like Wrecking Ball because it was swinging as well, but that's not Sia.
Or is there another song that's like swing, swing? And then the moonlight. No, that's not it.
Swing, swing, then the moonlit twilight.
Swing, swing. Then I don't know. Either way, C as a girl. Oh shit.
What to expect when you're not expecting.
I didn't expect that. Surprise.
This sounds like a Pokemon.
No, like Togepi. Togepi.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
How does it say?
Togepri. Togepri.
But Toge. No. Surprise.
Yeah, so I just really want to talk about, as like two gay men, like what do we feel or thoughts about like having children, what it means to have children. Do you believe in surrogacy or adoption is more preferred? Or are you just one of those gays that's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to collect all the money that I gain from my work and I'm just going to spend it all on me?
I feel like you're one of those gays.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I feel like it is kind of interesting, like childhood and like pregnancy and like surrogacy and like, you know, all those things.
All the things.
Yeah. Like when you're like gay, because like I feel like it's a really active choice that you can make or not make when you're gay. Whereas like it's not necessarily expected of you. Or sometimes I feel like when people choose to have kids, like as a gay couple, I think that they're like, not that it's always the case, but I feel like sometimes people can be doing it maybe to just feel more normal or fit in with their society. Heterosexual counterparts.
Right, right. Do you feel that is more, I guess, like to generalize, like that is the case for gay couples to kind of have children? Is like for the fact to like find normalcy in their lives? And
I don't think that it's necessarily that I feel like, I don't feel like it's always the case, but I feel like it's a possibility to happen, or that's like a possibility for like your like behind the scenes, your psychology to be leading you in that direction. That like actually you don't really know whether you want to have kids, but it's like, you know, you're just trying to fit in as much as you can, you know. Something that somebody told me, you see, this is the benefit of dating 50-year-olds.
Ooh, in the gay community. Status.
I know you took me to, this is the other benefit of dating 50-year-olds. They take you to really expensive restaurants because they can afford it. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what you should do as a sugar baby, is to make sure that every date, no matter if it's the first, second, or third, they take you to a place where the bill size has to be at least over $100 for a table of two.
Girl, this one is like $300-something.
Well, then there you go. You made the cut.
Yeah, so I think that like, so what he was saying was that like as gay people, like we don't really have like an example to in which to live our lives, so we can really make the choice to live our lives. It's the truth for anyone, but it's more so true for us that like we don't have all these examples of what being gay or being in a gay couple or being in a gay relationship or in a marriage is supposed to look like. So therefore, like, it gives us more the possibility or openness to be able to really ask ourselves, what do we want? Right. You know what I mean? How do we want it to look like? Because it was never going to be normal to begin with.
Right. It was so much liberty, I feel like we have.
Yeah, we're like pretty much the Statue of Liberty.
I feel like we are. I mean, we're all trying to like embody that gorgeous, luminescent, voluptuous Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. I think that like... yeah, I don't know. I think that there's like a certain amount of freedom there. But like, I don't know. Maybe that is not really the case. Like that, like, you know, people might be picking that. Well, I don't know. I think that sometimes gay people might have something to prove in terms of fitting in or being normal or whatever. And it's like the reason why I feel like sometimes, like, you know, they say that like gay people like professionally are just usually like high performing. But I think that's like, they say that it's also like to overcompensate for the fact that like they really need to prove that they have something to offer to society.
Right.
So therefore, like, you know, like you try extra hard. You just try extra hard to fit in. You try extra hard to be really good at your job or something like that because you need to prove your worth.
I actually feel like that's a very strong statement because I think that is definitely true for most gays. I know I've definitely experienced that even myself, and I know I have even my behaviors right now as an adult to like kind of go towards that. In terms of like before what you said, like, you know, having something to also prove. It's like, I remembered as a younger kid, I was just like, remember feeling like, yeah, like I was so gung-ho of having a kid because the fact that that is the thought of what it needs to be achieved to be in an adult relationship. And I remembered like, yeah, like even when I was like coming out as gay and like was dating around with other guys, it's like I remembered feeling like, yeah, I want to have a kid. I need to pass down my genetic heritage and whatever and whatnot. That is what is seen around me and taught towards me that to fit in as normal. And then now I really don't feel that because I just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to think about myself. I'm going to spend all the money that I earned for myself. I'm going to buy me that Switch. I'm going to buy me that new $500 phone and everything else. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? If I'm going to have a kid, I'm just going to have it as a pet, because at least they only live to be like 10 to like maybe max 15 years.
Sometimes and, 18, 19.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm hoping to be less.
Hope for less. Hope for less. Yeah, like, I think that, like, with being...
gay?
Straight. I guess I'm a little bit curious, but at the same time, I feel like that motivation of being like, oh, what would my kid look like or whatever... Mm. Is that, like, or a little me? I feel like it, like, really reads for me as, like, narcissistic.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel like that's why I also derived from having a kid now, because I, at least for myself, I know that I had these thoughts of having a child and having my own kin is because of the fact of narcissism. It is well, at least from what I think, like, it definitely is a form of narcissism because of the fact that, like, you want to know whether or not your own genes is able to, like, survive in this creation process and to see whether or not if it is successful and it's prominent. And it's, like, a weird thing. That's why I don't want to do it anymore of having children, is because it's, like, no, like, that's a very vain thing to think about. And to I think potentially that is why some people do it.
But, like, but is that actually, like, if you were to have a kid, would it be for those reasons? Or have you convinced yourself that, like, those are not good enough reasons?
I've convinced myself that those are not good enough reasons. I feel like if really? I were... Yeah, I feel
I
like
feel so... You are that narcissistic.
Huh? Huh? But I don't think it's a good enough reason to do that. I feel like if I were to have kids, I don't think I would want to. It's for the sake that I know... I actually even don't know. Like, because I was about to say, it's like, oh, for the fact that I know that I'm capable of, like, having an environment to raise a kid very well. But at the same time, if I were to think that, like, why can't I just adopt? And I feel like if I were to have a kid, I would probably want to just more adopt rather than to have my own.
Right. So, yeah, I feel like the thing is, so when I was, like, talking about the whole, like, narcissistic thing or whatever, and I don't actually know if this is, like, borderline personality thing, but I was like, that's precisely actually the reason why I don't want to have kids. I do not want to pass off my genes. Because maybe I'm looking at things from a super negative perspective, but right. I'm just like, I have really high cholesterol. I'm really short. I have, like, a receding hairline. These are all, oh, yeah, I have bow legs. These are
do
all
you?
Traits,
no, you
a
don't.
Little bit, yeah. But, like, these are all traits that I do not want to pass off to anyone, because these have been, like, a really, like, inconvenience to my life. So, therefore, it's just, like, oh, to just be, like, oh, yeah, I want to have a kid and pass off my traits. It's just kind of, like, I think I'm narcissistic in some ways, but definitely I don't think that I was blessed in the genes department. So therefore, it's like, I don't really want to pass that off to anyone. Like, somebody who has better genes should pass off those genes to, like, kids or whatever, give them a better shot or whatever. And even it's gotten to the point where I've just been like, Mom, why did you fuck Dad? Because, like, you should just pick someone better. But, you know, it was funny, though, because, like, I was also talking to, like, a guy, and this is, I think, the, is it? I don't know. You can tell me. But this is, like, the borderline personality thing or whatever, where I was just, like, I was talking to a guy, and I was just, like, just really intent on beating myself up about this kind of stuff.
Right.
And he was just, like, oh, that's, like, I would like to have a little you. Like, because, like, other people can see, like.
The good things?
Yeah, and yeah. That, like, they would like to see, like. A little me, even though I really wouldn't like to see a little me, but maybe that just says something about how much I hate myself.
I'm gonna say yes. But don't quote me on that.
Well, okay, but see, but then, okay, in the redeeming aspect of it, the where I've kind of said is like, no, like there's certain things that I feel like I don't like about myself, and those kind of genetic things are the things that I don't feel like I like about myself. But actually, if I was thinking about passing things off to a kid, the things that I like about myself are the things that I feel like I could pass off to a kid
without it necessarily being my biological kid. So I'm not narcissistic in a sense of being like, oh, I want my kid to look like me. I want my kid to have this about me, blah, 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 blah. The only thing that I feel like I'd want my kid to be able to share with my kid or influence in their upbringing is more so my philosophy, my respect for like other people or like contribution to the society or like these kind of principles or moral things. Those are the things that I feel like I would like to pass off to my kid. And those have nothing to do with genetics.
Right. And that's actually a good thing because I feel like, I mean, there's always that like age old debate of like nature versus nurture. And I feel like that is always like hearing that from you makes it me seem like, yeah, like it is very like capable for you to have your own kid, whether if it is your own genetics or adoption or whatever other means by necessarily. But I just feel like that kind of mindset in its own makes it sense that like you are knowing that like, I feel like the more that you emphasize the fact that you have these other ideologies and philosophies that you can like nurture them with, then like it means that like you can actually still shape it and it makes you very optimistic about it. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like
at the same time I'm hating myself.
Yeah. And in terms of like just hating yourself and in terms about like, you know, not wanting to like pass on your genes, like I feel like I'm gonna put out a word out there that it's like I'm pretty sure it's becoming a word, but it's not yet. So I'm gonna like trademark it right now. Hashtag
trademark TM. Conjecture.
I'm gonna call it genist. Because like you are
like that's a new word.
That's a new word because like you are like very specific in terms of what you want to pass on as genes and like what is good and what's bad. That's very genius. Like genie in the bottle, gotta rub me the right way
and pass off good genes.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like you can rub it in not in a good way. It can be rub
off. You can rub in the wrong way
and still pass on like decent genes. Like, why does like the rubbing have to like dictate how a person becomes? I'm gonna say it again. Why does the rubbing have to dictate what a person becomes?
You don't gotta rub the right way. Sometimes you can rub the wrong way.
Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope that you got your $3 worth out of our subscription.
I think that's like how we decided how much subscription to our podcast is going to cost.
Yeah, $3. I think that's fast. Like, it's like, it's not a loony, it's not a toonie.
It's a threenie.
But yeah, I hope that you got everything that you needed or not, because we don't really care.
No, it's too hard to live up to my own wants and needs. I can't live up to yours.
So in closing, I'd just like to say for the record,
nothing is said or sand in stone.